Hey, good evening. I hope everybody's having a good night. I wanted to come on here and do a three-chapter study of the book of Habakkuk. And I just want to give you a little rundown on what the book of Habakkuk is and what it means. Habakkuk actually means he that embraces, and he's a wrestler. And the book of Habakkuk is the eighth book, the 12 minor prophets of the Bible. It is attributed to the prophet Habakkuk. It was probably composed in the late 7th century BC. Of the three chapters in the book, the first two are a dialogue between Yahweh and the prophet, the message that they, the just, shall live by his faith, plays an important role in Christian thought. It is used in the epistle to the Romans, epistle to the Galatians, and the epistle to the Hebrews as the starting point of the concept of faith. A copy of these chapters is included in the Habakkuk commentary found among the Dead Sea Scrolls. Chapter 3 may be an independent edition now recognized as a liturgical piece, but was possibly written by the same author as chapters 1 and 2. So, listen to the Word of God, and like I always tell people, history repeats itself. This stuff always happens, has already happened. These are testimonies of God's disciples, apostles, prophets, and they all have a testimony of Jesus Christ through them. And what happens in the past will repeat itself in future events. So listen to what the Word of God is saying. Chapter 1, Habakkuk's question. The burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear? Even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save. Why dost thou show me iniquity, and cause me to behold grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me, and there are that raise up strife and contention. What are we doing right now? Lawlessness abounds. Democrat, Republican strife, division, it's running rampant. Therefore, the law is slacked, and the judgment does never go forth. People always want judgment. Look at what's happening with that crowd. Look what's happening with this crowd. Let Donald Trump get back into office. All this stuff. But it never will abound. For the wicked does compass about the righteous. Therefore, wrong judgment proceedeth. The Lord's answer. 5. Behold you among the heathen, and regard and wonder marvelously. For I will work a work in your days, which you will not believe, though it will be told to you. For lo, I raise up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the land to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs. They are terrible and dreadful. Their judgment and their dignity shall proceed of themselves. Their horses are always swifter than the leopards, and are more fierce than the evening wolves. And their horsemen shall spread themselves, and their horsemen shall come from afar. They shall fly as the eagle that hasteth to eat. They shall come all for violence. They shall all come for violence. Their faces shall sup up as the east wind, and they shall gather the captivity as the sand. And they shall scoff at the kings, and the princes shall be a scorn unto them. They shall deride every stronghold, for they shall heap dust and take it. Then shall his mind change, and he shall pass over and offend, imputing this his power unto his God. Another question from Habakkuk. Art thou not from everlasting, O Lord, my God, my Holy One? He's talking to God. The prophet Habakkuk is talking to God. We shall not die, O Lord. Thou hast ordained them for judgment. And O mighty God, thou hast established them for correction. Let me read 12 again. Listen to what Habakkuk is saying to the Lord. Art thou not from everlasting, O Lord, my God, my Holy One? We shall not die, O Lord. Thou hast ordained them for judgment, and O mighty God, thou hast established them for correction. He's establishing them for correction. Thou art in us, his children. Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and cannot look on iniquity. So he's blinded them, and they can't hear or see. Wherefore thou hast thou upon them that deal treacherously, and holdest thy tongue when the wicked devoureth the man that is more righteous than he. So they don't speak out against the wickedness. They're stuck up in the ways of the world with the evil, doing evil things, partaking in the iniquities of the world. 14, and makest men as the fishes of sea. Sea, people, as the creeping things that have no ruler over them. They take up all of them with the angle they catch them in their net, and gather them in their drag. Therefore they rejoice and are glad. We are to be fishers of men and women, catchers of soul, to lead back to Christ. 16, therefore they sacrifice unto their net, and burn incense, prayers, unto their drag, because by them their portion is fat, and their meat plenteous. Shall they therefore empty their net, and not spare continually to slay the nations? Chapter 2, Habakkuk awaits the Lord's answer. I will stand upon my watch. Watchman, Ezekiel 33, to set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. We wait for the Lord. The Lord's answer. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. We're running a race, right? We're running a race. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, and it will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him. He has to make us upright. But the just shall live by faith. Seeing is believing. Faith, obedience. 5, yes, also, because he transgresseth by wine, he is a proud man. Neither keepeth at home, who enlargeth his desires as hell, and is as death, and cannot be satisfied, but gathereth unto him all nations, and heapeth unto him all people. He's gathering everybody from all nations, his remnant. He's gathering them. Shall not all these take up a parable against him, and a taunting proverb against him, and say, woe to him that increaseth that which is not his. How long, and to him that ladeth himself with thick clay? Shall they not rise up suddenly that shall bite thee, and awake that shall vex thee, and thou shall be for booties unto him? The Lord says, don't vex the spirit. Because thou hast spoiled many nations, all the remnant of the people shall spoil thee. Because of men's blood, for the violence of the land, of the city, and of all that dwell therein. All that dwell therein. Woe to him that covet an evil covetousness to his house, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the power of evil. Thou hast consulted shame to thy house by cutting off many people. Many people. He's cutting off a people. He says, I come to separate, right? I come to separate. I come to bring a sword to the world, not peace. And then he says, hast sinned against thy soul. Let me read verse 10 again. Thou hast consulted shame to thy house, the house of God, by cutting off many people. He says, I'll sear them with the hot iron, and hast sinned against thy soul. For the stone shall cry out of the wall, the beam out of the timber shall answer it. Woe to him that buildeth a town with blood, and establish a city by iniquity. Behold, it is not of the Lord of hosts that the people shall labor in the very fire. Behold, it is not of the Lord of hosts that the people shall labor in the very fire, and the people shall weary themselves for very vanity. So doing things in labor, materialistic things, but doing it in vain, it's still, it's empty. It's emptiness because they don't have God. 14, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of our Lord as the waters cover the sea. Deep waters, darkness covering the people all around about the world. The glory of the Lord as the waters that cover the sea. Woe unto him that giveth his neighbor drink, that puttest thy bottle to him and makest him drunkard also, that thou mayest look on their nakedness. They're not covered. They're not in Christ. Just like what happened with Adam and Eve when they ate from the tree of the forbidden fruit, they became naked and they were exposed. 16, thou art filled with shame for glory. Drink thou also and let thy foreskin be uncovered, and the cup of the Lord's right hand shall be turned unto thee. God's wrath and shameful spewing shall be on thy glory. For the violence of Lebanon shall cover thee, and the spoils of the beast, which made them afraid because of the men's blood, and for the violence of the land of the city and of all that dwell therein. 18, what profit the graven image that the maker thereof hath graven it, the molten image and a teacher of lies, that the maker of his work trusteth therein to make dumb idols? We see a lot of people making idols right now, right? A lot of people making idols, making America an idol, making Trump an idol, making everything an idol, themselves instead of God who sits on the throne. But they say it's the will of God. No, that's the will of man. That is not God's plan. Men's ways are not God's ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts, and his ways are not our ways. If you follow a man, you will perish. Salvation is from Jesus Christ, the only way to heaven. 19, woe unto him that saith to the wood, awake, to the dumb stone. Listen to that again. Woe unto him that saith, wood, awake, to the dumb stone. So you're awakened to the worldly sins and the worldly things, and you're seeing what's happening, but you can't wake up to the stone. You become dumb to the stone, the head cornerstone, Jesus Christ. You can't hear. You can't hear his word. He is the cornerstone, the rock. So you wake up to worldly things, but you haven't woke up to God, so you cannot hear the Holy Spirit. He says, arise, it shall teach. Behold, it is laid over with gold and silver, and there is no breath at all in the midst of it. But the Lord is in his holy, holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. In chapter 3, Habakkuk's prayer, a prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet upon Sigonoth. O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years, and in the midst of the years make known in wrath, remember mercy. God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran, Shelah, forever. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. And his brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hands, salvation coming out of his hands. And there was the hidden of his power. Before him went the pestilence, and burning coals went forth at his feet. He stood and measured the earth, and he beheld and drove asunder the nations. And the everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills did bow, and his ways are everlasting. I saw the tents of Cushan in affliction, and the curtains of the land of the Midian did tremble. Was the Lord displeased against the rivers? Was thine anger against the rivers? Was thy wrath against the sea, that thou didst ride upon thy horses and thy chariots of salvation? Thy bow was made quite naked, according to the oaths of the tribes. Even thy word, Shelah, thou didst cleave the earth with rivers. The mountains saw thee, and they trembled. The overflowing of the water passed by. The deep uttered his voice and lifted up his hands on high. The sun and the moon stood still in their habitation. At the light of thine arrows they went, and at the shining of thy glittery spear, thou didst march through the land, and in indignation thou didst thresh the heathen in anger. Thou wentest forth for the salvation of thy people, even for salvation with thine anointed. Thou wouldest the head out of the house of the wicked by discovering the foundation unto the neck. The foundation unto the neck. Shelah. Where the body, Christ is the head. 14, thou didst strike through with his staves, and the head of his villages came out of a whirlwind to scatter me. Therefore rejoicing was as to devour the poor secretly. Thou didst walk through the sea with thine horses through the heap of great waters. When I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself that I might rest in the day of trouble. Let me read 16 again. When I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh upon unto the people, he will invade them with his troops. When he cometh up unto the people, he will invade them with his troops. 17, although the fig tree, we are the fig tree generation, the millennial generation, shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines. He's cutting them down. He's growing up the wheat and the tares, and he's going to pluck up the wheat, and he's going to cast the tares into a bed of fire because they produce no fruit. The labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Verse 18. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. And verse 19, the Lord God is my strength. He is our strength, our rock. And he will make feet like hinds' feet. And he will make me to walk upon my high places, to the chief singer on my stringed instruments. So take this back to the Lord. Pray about it. Go meditate on the book of Habakkuk. I thought it was a very interesting study. Certainly talking about end times things, as he was a prophet, and he's clearly speaking, God's speaking to him in here about things that are to come in the end times. And once again, we know that history continually repeats itself. It's just that people have forgotten about history, so they don't know about things that are to come. But we continue to spread the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the salvation. He is coming for a bride without spot or blemish. And there's a battle going on right now between the harlot bride, who's all wrapped up in politics and Trump. And then you have the bride of Christ, who is rising up and standing on the word of God in righteousness and truth, never compromising, but showing love always. God bless you guys. Share this message, and may it encourage you, and may you hear the word of God. Have a great night.